What Hollywood star is really an Einstein? Which tough guy's real name is Marion? A fun look at stage names next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-600-5460. For your free CD, call 1-800-600-5460. That's 1-800-600-5460.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 19th, the 200th day of the year. Former presidential contender George McGovern has a birthday, and Norma Jean Baker made her first Hollywood screen test on this day in 1946. She passed, but her name didn't. That's when Norma Jean became Marilyn Monroe. Celebrities, of course, were all just the guy or girl next door at one time. John Wayne was really Marion Morris. Woody Allen's given name was Allen Conisberg, and Barry Manilow was born as Barry Allen Pincus. Singer Tina Turner is really Anna Mae Bullock, and Engelbert Humperdinck really did choose that name. He was born Arnold Dorsey. And don't say that actor Albert Brooks is no Einstein, because he really is. Albert Lawrence Einstein. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.